welcome to the Midnight Movie Maniacs podcast, Forbidden Panel's weekly movie review that takes place during the midnight showing of new movie releases. And now your hosts, AJ and Martin.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Midnight Movie Maniacs. We haven't done one of these in a while, have we?
No. Apparently nothing was interesting that we saw. So.
Apparently not. This is AJ. I'm here this week with Richard. Martin couldn't make it once again, for whatever reasons.
Heat stroke,
yeah, that's what he was complaining about. This week, what are we seeing?
Riddick. I actually forgot
for a second. Now, have you seen the other two?
I have, and I'm a fan of Pitch Black. I really like Pitch Black. Riddick, I just didn't like the turning a horror movie into a sci-fi hero movie deal.
What, you didn't like Terminator, Aliens, or
No, I meant the fact that they turned a horror movie. Like, Terminator didn't start off as a horror movie, and then Aliens always stayed a horror movie.
Aliens was action. That was James Cameron. In fact, both movies were James Cameron. In fact, if Chronicles of Riddick was done by James Cameron, it would have made a lot more sense.
I don't know. Aliens always felt like a horror movie to me, more than what Riddick became, I think. I mean, it's personal opinion, but I didn't like the commercial, which, I mean, I can see it happening, but I just wasn't a huge fan of the Riddick movie. I think if they would have stayed more of a horror movie and left him more of a dark hero like he was in Pitch Black, I would have related better to it, but I think that's supposedly what it's returning to, so.
Which is sad, because they're the side movies. The Butcher Bay and the other one, the video games and the side movie anime movies that they had.
I didn't see the anime movie. James saw it and is a big fan of it. I don't know how it was. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Is it good?
It's Aeon Flux, the anime style.
Okay.
But I did like the story because it went back to the horror roots.
See, that's what I like about Pitch Black is the horror roots. I mean, it was kind of a campy horror movie, but it's still it had a good feel for the time. So.
And everything I've seen for this movie says it's going back there.
Yeah, it's got that horror feel. It's got Batista in it.
It's got Starbucks.
Oh yeah, I forgot about it. Starbucks, Batista. Big time.
So I am very excited for the movie.
I wouldn't call them high hopes, but not high expectations, but high hopes.
No, this has been a summer of sci-fi, and so far I don't think I've been too disappointed in any of the sci-fi that we've seen. You have, because you didn't like Star Trek Into Darkness.
But that's just because I'm not a Star Trek fan. I just couldn't empathize with the characters. I couldn't really get into it. Visually it was beautiful, and it stayed consistent with a consistent story. I just am not a Star Trek fan.
No, I rewatched it recently, and I still love it. I still thought it was awesome. The whole Spock thing kind of bugged me a little bit more, but everything else about it was awesome. But this has been a summer of sci-fi, and I have yet to be let down, so.
Well, I mean, like I said, Elysium was amazing, Pacific Rim, like everything. I'm liking the way, I'm liking a lot of the movies that have come out this summer, except for Jobs.
We got jobbed on Jobs.
Yeah, well, I liked it apparently for about a half an hour.
I did my job and convinced him to hate it.
You did the Jedi mind trick on me. But, other than that, I'd say on a large scale, a good 80% of the movies that have come out, I've really enjoyed, I took another look at Man of Steel. And,
Oh, did you come see it?
No, I didn't. I saw it at home. But, it's not as bad as I originally thought. They still do destroy the entire city, though.
Right.
There's some... No, I obviously still have a problem with the end of it, but it's... I could see why people liked it. So, I can understand. I'm not as big of a fan as most, but then once again, I'm not a huge Superman fan.
Honestly, neither am I, but I'm a Superman movie fan. Even the Richard Pryor movie I dug. Well, even Quest for Peace I liked. It was a horrible movie, but I dug it because it was a Superman movie. But I like the movies better than I like the comic books, because I feel more relatable to the movies than I do the comic books, or it's more believable of the make-believe than the comic books are.
I just think, in general, it was a different telling of the Superman tale, I guess. So, I mean, I'm not as angry at it as I was. I still do have a huge problem with the end. But other than that,
if you didn't like this one, you're definitely not going to like the next Superman movie with Batfleck.
You know, I think he's going to surprise everybody.
In my opinion, honestly, he's going to fucking nail it. You know why? Because he has to.
Yeah, I think, but you know what? I liked Michael Keaton, and everybody hated that choice, too. And he may not have nailed the Batman portion perfectly, but all in all, I think Michael Keaton played the best Bruce Wayne out of anybody.
I don't know, I gotta argue with you on that one. I thought Christian Bale made an awesome Bruce Wayne, not a good Batman, not as good of a Batman. But Ben Affleck is now the only person in the world, in history, to have ever played both Superman and Batman.
Well, he played the man playing Superman.
But he was Superman in the movie that was in the movie.
True. I guess.
And I like that movie.
I love
Hollywoodland.
I love that movie. Yeah. I think he's going to surprise a lot of people in the role. Honestly, I'm kind of... I wouldn't say I'm a huge Affleck fan, but he's in movies I like, you know? I liked Argo. I liked The Town. It's not great, but I don't think it's as great as everybody said. I love Reindeer Games. Phantoms was a bomb.
You were bombing Phantoms, yo! Now, here's the problem, though. We have to not listen to Kevin Smith anymore. Because if we do, by the time we get there, we'll already love the movie, and the movie won't even start playing yet, you know?
I'm just much like with the release of the trailer of RoboCop. A lot of people love it. I was not impressed in the slightest bit. I think he looks like Iron Man. It looks too.
Why does he have a human glove, a human hand?
Right. Exactly. It's too clean. Like they took all the grittiness away, knowing it's PG-13, it takes away everything I loved about RoboCop. However, I'm a huge RoboCop fan, and I'm going to go in with an open mind. You know, and I think you got to look at Batman the same way.
It's funny you talk about that because Michael Keaton is in RoboCop.
He is.
Why does my popcorn taste like wax?
Burnt. Cold.
Oh, disappointing.
Grease.
Let's scoot on over here real quick. Hi, Rosie.
Hi, AJ.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Why are you here?
Because Riddick is awesome. I hope.
I'm just going to keep the mic here until you say something.
Okay. I like Pitch Black a lot, and I'm hoping that this one is along the same vein as the original, because the second one was kind of retarded, and it was a decent movie, but it wasn't a Riddick movie, so I'm hoping that this one goes back to its roots. And
now, is it me, or does this movie already seem like another Pitch Black? I mean, it just feels like the same storyline over again.
That's actually kind of the way I felt while watching the previews as well, but if they do it well, I'm still not going to complain about that. It'll be like Evil Dead and Evil Dead 2. It'll be the same damn thing,
mm-hmm.
but it might still be good.
Yeah, very true. Something we haven't heard in a very long time. Anthony's word of the day.
Toaster.
Toaster is Anthony's word of the day. Sitting here all sleeveless and sexy. Look at you. Well, all right. Back to Richard.
AJ sitting on people during the podcast.
That's right. That's what I do. Which is why we scare listeners away from joining us.
And apparently your co-host.
And apparently my co-host. All right. I don't know. I'm kind of excited for the movie. Hopefully it goes back to its roots.
That's what I'm hoping. Like I said, I don't have big expectations, but I have big hopes. So.
But you know what I am tired of is much like all the other superhero movies that we've seen, where they can't keep the frickin' mask on. Why are his goggles off in the daytime?
I thought the light hurt his eyes, as a matter of fact.
Right.
But apparently, everybody wants to see his face.
No, all they want to see him do is flex and hear him talk.
Well, they just go back. I mean, how many? I'm betting through half of RoboCop, he's not going to have the faceplate on.
Same with Iron Man.
Right.
I mean, Dredd. Dredd's the only one that had the balls to keep it on.
Love Dredd.
He also liked the movie.
I just watched, yes, both. I just watched the movie again.
Netflix, I love it. All right, well, the movie's starting, so we'll go ahead and watch it, and we'll be back after it's over. What the fuck was that?
a horrible... I thought I was watching a sci-fi TV movie. and not quite the quality of Sharknado.
Yeah, so here we are in the movie. I think that was a complete, utter, total piece of shit.
I think they were attempting to make the last Riddick movie look good. So, by comparison, it looks genius.
Oh, I don't know what they were trying to do with this movie, but...
Kind of made me want to watch Jobs again.
I thought this movie was horrible. Way too long. Holy crap.
It took over an hour to get to the main plot point of the movie, which is ridiculous.
And it, like, combined every other sci-fi movie out there. Yeah. I mean, it was Judge Dredd, it was I Am Legend, it was Pitch Black.
it was everything, and not the good part of any of those movies by any means. It was horrible. It was horribly written. It was horribly directed. Even the cinematography was horrible.
Like, the movie made no sense. Like, what the hell is the whole point of this movie?
To make Vin Diesel look like a badass?
It was too much, though. It was way too much. I don't understand anything that happened in this movie.
I don't think there was a plot. I'm thinking they just kind of like free shot. It was all guerrilla shooting. There was no script. The story was really non-existent.
I'm beginning to think the whole point of this movie was just to get Starbuck topless finally.
Yeah, but it was only a glimpse. I
didn't say it was a good view. Right. See, that's what I just said. This movie was an excuse to get Katie Sackhoff's top off. That was it.
What'd you think? Okay is pushing it.
That was the gayest last line of any movie ever.
The whole movie was lame.
Yeah.
It wasn't even pretty.
It was ill-conceived, ill-shot. Like, nothing, there was no positives about it. Really nothing. It was just so written poorly. The dialogue was garbage. Nothing about it was pretty. The parts that were well lit looked real, like I said, it looked like a sci-fi TV movie, and not a good one.
Yeah.
Except there was redneck Cajun crocodiles.
This whole movie was a waste of time. I mean, filming it was a waste of time, watching it was a waste of time, the fact that it exists in the universe is a waste of time.
I think they're just, I guess maybe this is the wrap-up to Riddick.
No, there's another one coming.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Where he finally gets to Furia, and you get to see all the stuff.
Okay, so maybe this is a filling in a hole? I don't know, because I don't see the purpose of this movie. It's like, what if Pitch Black wasn't good? This is kind of what this movie is.
It stole from its own movie. Yeah. How are you going to steal from your own movie? That's just retarded.
Yeah. There's nothing good about it. I wouldn't even say to download it. It's not worth it.
It's a waste of bandwidth.
It's... I hate this movie.
There you have it. We all hate this movie. Don't bother seeing Riddick. I get to say it. It was ridiculous.
I'm sad.
I get to say that. Finally.
Rosie's going to go home and cry now.
I am.
Hey, at least I didn't spend $20 on it. That's all I can.
You know, that I do appreciate
And we didn't see it, in 3D crap.
I hate 3D. At least then I would have had a headache for a legitimate reason.
I have a headache trying to figure out what the fucking plot was. I was trying really hard. Like, after the first half hour, I was like, okay, it's got to pick up.
No.
It's got to pick...
2 hours later, it never picked up.
It was how many cool one-liners Riddick can try and put in there. Vin Diesel's little monologue, that narration going on.
I don't know.
It was I Am Legend and Judge Dredd. He had a fucking dog.
Hey, he ran out of humans to kill other people for.
It was like Scooby-Doo, but alien.
It did look like Scooby-Doo.
It totally did.
In the 5 minutes, I like how in the 5 minutes it took for him to walk from the cave down to the campsite, the dog aged like 3 years.
It totally grew up, yeah.
And
wow. This was really sad.
Yeah. Don't see Riddick.
There you have it, folks.
Dollar Theater, man.
No. Don't waste the goddamn dollar. Give someone a dollar not to watch it. That's what this movie is. Alright, guys. That wraps it up. We'll see you at the next Midnight Movie Mania. Hopefully that movie will be better. Who knows?